This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to our Ramadan series, The Story of a Verse. In each episode, we will take a verse from the Quran and discover the stories that relate to it. It can be a story that happened and because of it, a verse was revealed, or a story that took place in the aftermath of a verse. Since this is our first episode, let's begin with the first verses that were ever revealed in the Quran. Our Prophet ﷺ, before the revelation, he spent a time period in which every dream that he saw would play out in reality. Everything he saw in his dreams, the next day would take place. Just as he saw it when he was asleep, it would happen the next day. The Prophet ﷺ said, it was as clear as the sun. Just like you know the next day the sun will rise, the next day he knew his dream would take place. And just like the sun is bright and clear, he knew he would see his dream take place very clearly, just as he saw it in his dream. The Prophet ﷺ spent this time more and more in the cave of Hira. He would spend it meditating and in knowledge, thinking and reflecting over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would take with him dates and water and go up to the cave and sometimes spend days just reflecting and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this state, all of a sudden, he saw a man in front of him. And the Prophet ﷺ was surprised. He's high up in the mountain. He can see below him. If there's a man climbing up the mountain, the Prophet ﷺ should have seen him coming probably an hour before he arrived. Yet here is a man in front of him all of a sudden, but we know it was not a man. It was the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And he grabbed the Prophet and he hugged him very tightly. And he said to him, Iqra, read. The Prophet said, Ma ana biqari. And then again he said to the Prophet, read. And the Prophet said, Ma ana biqari, I cannot read. He hugged the Prophet again so tightly. The Prophet said, I felt all of my energy drain. And he let go of me. And he said to me again, Iqra, read. And the Prophet said, Ma ana biqari, I cannot read. And on the third time he hugged him, he said to him, read. And then he revealed to him the first verses that would be revealed in the Quran.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
The word اقرأ means to read, but it also means to recite. The Prophet says, I cannot read, but Jibreel means to him, اقرأ, as in recite. Recite what? These verses that are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through you, they will be revealed to all of humanity. These verses are a call to knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to read, to recite, to learn, to understand. But the primary knowledge, the most important knowledge for people to have is what? The knowledge of their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Recite and read by the name of your Lord who has created you. And then yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us not only to read and to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to learn all of the knowledge that Allah azza wa jal has given men. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, I have given man knowledge. وَعَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Go and learn the maths and the science and the history. Allah is the one who taught man that which he didn't know. So learn the knowledge that men have. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept saying, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئِ, I cannot read. He is the unlettered prophet who came up in a society where most of the people could not read and write. And yet because of the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, the Qur'an was recited upon his tongue sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning and knowledge became a prized possession of his companions. These verses set a tone for the Qur'an, one of knowledge and the pursuit of knowledge and reflection and thought. And within a generation, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, who were Bedouins in the deserts of Arabia, ended up establishing a civilization that was the bastion of knowledge around the world. People from every corner of the world were coming to Muslim lands, Muslim cities, to study with Muslim scholars, everything from logic and math and science and history and religion. A miracle from the many miracles of the Quran.